was the first day?
First day was good. You know, I really didn't know what to expect. I got a few good reports from a lot of guys, from a few guys that I spoke with prior. But I mean, this is a wonderful place to be, man. You know, I'm learning that this is my second time in the building. I came, you know, when I signed, and then today, and I'm very impressed with how things are ran here, and you know, everything from the cleanliness of the locker room and bathrooms to Coach Reed's talk this morning. I mean, you know, I'm just ecstatic to be here.
Cleaner than most bathrooms in locker
rooms. Yeah, you'll be surprised, man. You'll be surprised what you come into. I mean, I'm 31 and I've been on two teams, and I'm a clean guy, and I think you know, you take care. I mean, it just shows a lot about you. You know, it tells a lot about you. You know, you take care of your things that you have. Be respectful of the people who clean, because they're not here to pick up after you. You know, they're here just to be a part of something big. And you know, I think that plays a part into the winning mindset.
Then what did Sandy have to say
there? Well, he just dropped some expectations on us. You know, what to do, what not to do. He said basically everything just boiled down to common sense. You know, common sense, being respectful of the person next to you. You know, instilling that winning mindset. You know, he said that, you know, the first 2 years, you know, they won a lot of games here, but you know, it's time to get over that hump. And he expected, you know, every guy to believe in themselves and, you know, put in the work during this time, so it'll be a natural transition during the season.
And what was the thought process? You know, you get traded here, you get the extension, the structure-ish type deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just what were your thoughts on what ended up working out money-wise? Were you pretty happy with what you guys were able to come to?
Yeah, I'm happy with the numbers that I received. And it was everything that I was asking for. You know, the organization here did a great job communicating with my agent, and you know, obviously my agent did a great job, you know, getting me the you know, the things that I was asking for. You know, I'm pleased with everything.
How do you feel your 2014 stacked up to your 2013? Do a little self analysis.
Say that again.
How did last season compare to your Pro Bowl year?
To my Pro Bowl year.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I thought I played on a Pro Bowl level. You know, obviously the season didn't go as planned. You know, we didn't have a winning season, and that plays a big part. But you know, my goal is not to make the Pro Bowl. My goal is to play on a Pro Bowl level, and you know, I believe that I did that. You know, the one thing that sucked last year was I just didn't have a chance to work out during the off season because of the surgery that I had on my ankle, and then when I started working out, you know, I injured my back. So I was behind the eight ball all season, and you know, I barely made it into the season, and you know, I ended up playing. I didn't miss a game, but you know, for a period of time there, I was wondering if I was going to be able to play. You know, so you know, although my expectations were at a Pro Bowl level, to play at a Pro Bowl level, you know, there was a piece of me, inside of me, that was just really wanting to get out there and play and be with my teammates.
Ben, as you played on some good offensive teams, particularly in New Orleans. How do you feel about this team in that regard?
I think this team has played on a high level. Coach Heck, he was showing some clips of last year, and I mean, it was very impressive. You know, there's definitely a lot of talent on this team, and I'm just honored to be looked at, I guess, in that same light. You know, to be brought here and be a part of, you know, a winning team definitely means a lot to me.
What he was showing you was just offensive line stuff?
Yeah, offensive line stuff. I mean, the defense speaks for itself. You know, a lot of great players over there, and they put up some big numbers last year. And, you know, I played against the defense. I know what they have to offer. You know, they actually came down to New Orleans my first year and beat us. And they were, you know, a really good defense then. And, you know, I think that the possibilities, man, are endless here. I mean, because you have all the key components. You have the coaching staff, where you have the owner, your coaching staff, and then you have guys in the locker room that are willing to put in the work that it takes to be successful on the field.
Ben, as of right now, you kind of like project as the elder statesman on the offensive line. It looks like it projects to be pretty young.
Yeah. Well, this is the first time I found myself in this situation. I mean, coming from New Orleans, you know, we had – I think everybody was over, starting five. We were over 30, other than my left tackle, Teron. You know, the center was 35, and everybody else was 31 and 32. I don't know. Experience, you know, how much does experience play a part? I think it matters. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're hungry and willing to win and willing to work to win, then, you know, I don't think it matters. You know, what I saw in the meeting room and what I saw in the film, you know, I think that those guys, you know, have what it takes, and they've obviously put their best foot forward in the past, you know, couple of years. And I guess if they have questions, I'm willing to answer, and I'm willing to, you know, tell them everything that I know. But, you know, I think that we have two great leaders in Coach Heck and Eugene.
Do you feel like you're going to have to be kind of a leader yourself on the offensive line with
I mean, I think it'll just happen. I mean, you know, I'm a kind of guy that I try to lead by example, and I speak when needed. You know, I guess the way I was raised, I mean, I guess it just happens naturally for me to be a leader. You know, I just try to work hard. I try to not be the problem but be the answer. You know, there's a lot of things that the younger guys may not have experienced, and if I can add, you know, any value to the conversation in that sense, then I'm definitely willing to speak up.
I know it's just your first day here, but how much have you spoke to Eric Fisher to be on the other side?
I really haven't spoke to him at all, other than just introducing myself.
Ben,
yeah, that's it.
Ben, what is kind of the art form and crucial points that you need when picking up and passing off stunts and pass protection?
Timing is important. You know, having the good chemistry, having chemistry with the guys you're playing with. You know, Coach said it today. You know, you want to be a team within a team. And offensive line is really one of the only positions where if one guy messes up, then the play is not successful. So you work on that now. You want to make sure you get a good chemistry with the guys that you're playing against or playing with, and you work on the stunts, you work on the games during practice, and it just happened during the game. You'll be successful.
Last one, T.
Are you getting the sense, now that you've been here a little while, but like, do you get the sense that, you know, you guys are going to kind of have some of the same philosophies up front? I mean, I think I remember you saying that you guys did a pretty healthy mix of zone and gap block in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Or that you have in your career. You know, here, how does space so far, you know, where do you think you guys are going to fall on that side of the ledger?
You know, I don't have any clue what we're going to run here. You know, I spoke briefly with Coach, and I asked, you know, what are the schemes? And he said he pretty much, you know, do everything, a little of everything. And like you said, that's something that I have played in two offenses in my career. In, you know, Baltimore, we were gap scheme, power team, but we also adopted the outside zone scheme my last 2 years. And when I went to New Orleans, we were the gap scheme, but we adopted the outside zone last year, and we were pretty successful with it.
Just one more thing. Yep. Hey, I'm just curious kind of your philosophy on, like, you seem like a pretty mild-mannered guy. When you get on the field, like, do you have to – do you have to stand up for each other? Like, do you go out of your way to stand up for each other? What's the football mentality when somebody comes at you guys or they take a cheap shot? Like, what is your philosophy on that? Like, you can't do anything stupid, but, like, just have you found, like, the good teams stick up for each other? And how do you do it?
Well, the good thing about that is when you're with your teammates, you know, you spend time in the meeting rooms, working out, on the field work, practice, and then you get to the games. You know, you've already established that relationship where it's kind of like a brotherly love, you know, the relation. I mean, I'm with these guys more than I'm with my own brother. So the offensive line, you have to be tough. You know you have to be smart. You know you have to stick up for one another. So when you're playing in a game, all those things, it just comes out. I mean, I am a mild temper guy. I'm not looking for fights off the field. But when you step on the field, you step in between those white lines, you know that other team is trying to take something from you. And as a, you know, good offensive team, offensive line, you know that you have to meet aggression with aggression. And, you know, we're working for the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl trophy. And the only way you get there is to protect, number one, protect your team, your teammates, quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. And as offensive line, we know that's our job.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.